Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Many of you on tonight's call have been at your company event in the last several days. It's good to have many of you back on the usual Tuesday night call. It's awesome that many of you absolutely are breaking through in your enterprises in real estate, direct sales, network marketing, the mortgage industry, intellectual property, network marketing, and all other forms of free enterprise. Many of you are also breaking through in some of your emotional situations, addressing your emotional addictions and physical addictions, and thank you, thank you, thank you for being on tonight's call. I have an exceptional call for you on accountability. I'm going to cover a few announcements and then move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This coming Saturday, I will be in Portland, not Maine, but Portland, Oregon, for the first time in my career. I want to thank my exceptional client, Rebecca Caffiero, who has booked me for two events coming up on the West Coast here immediately. So this Saturday, I will be in Portland, Oregon, at the Sheraton Hotel. That is this Saturday, August 29th. Last Saturday I was in Phoenix for the first time this year, and I have a couple other events I'll be for the first time this year. So really looking forward to attending some new cities and looking forward to speaking in other new cities next year. On September 19th, I will be in Pleasanton, California. That is the beautiful city by the bay right behind San Francisco, behind Oakland. That is also being hosted by Rebecca Caffiero. On October 3rd, I will be in one of those beautiful cities in the United States. Talk about history, Charleston, South Carolina. Bridget Bartley is my host for that event. October 10th, my first trip ever to Albany, New York. That'll be an absolute awesome event. October 17th, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. October 24th, Chicago. October 31st, Buffalo, New York. November 7th, the Millionaire Blueprint event in Newark, New Jersey. Now, tickets are already starting to be purchased for that event. If you have not purchased tickets for that event, that is a one-day event with Mark Victor Hansen, Susan Sly, and Alexis Romano. Now, I just came back from Millionaire Blueprint myself in San Diego, and I have heard resounding edifications and testimonies from Alexis's and Susan's content. Now, those of you who have followed Susan for years, you know how good Susan is, and those of you who are on Alexis's team, you've absolutely seen the evolution of those two women become seven-figure income earners in the last 2 years. Now, couple that with Mark Victor Hansen, who has co-authored well over 100 bestsellers with over 136 billion intellectual property. He's also the author of several other bestsellers outside of Chicken Soup for the Soul. If you've never read the book, The Aladdin Factor, it is definitely a must, along with books he's co-authored with Robert Allen, The 1 Minute Millionaire. So that'll be Mark Victor Hansen, myself, Susan Sly, and Alexis Romano on November 7th. I'll be in Norwalk, Connecticut on November 21st, Long Island on December 5th, and my last event of the calendar year 2015 will be in beautiful Marina Del Rey in Los Angeles, California at the Marriott. Now, those are the one-day events that I will be hosting the rest of the calendar year. I will also be hosting a Millionaire Blueprint in Dallas, Texas on Wednesday of the week before many of you's national company event. I'll have a registration form for that relatively soon, and other events I'll be booking in 2016. Some of you have been watching the online marketing I'm doing with a couple of my new products. I have a brand new product for online coaching, and within a week, I'll be releasing my online certified coaching program. So you can pay attention to some of the emails and Facebook posts that we are putting out to give you awareness of those products as we are releasing them. Last week, I offered 15 minutes of free coaching to anyone who wanted to take advantage of that service. I had a resounding number of people contact me. Every single person who contacted me will get a phone call. I am backlogged on the number of them, but I am in the process. I'm two pages deep into getting through those. So if you have not received a call from me on the Labor Day weekend, which is next weekend. I am not traveling. I'll be making phone calls on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so please be patient. If you did call me for a free 15-minute coaching session, I guarantee you, and you can take to the bank, I will be calling you for that. It's interesting how many people I have also called who have not returned a call requesting a call. So if you recalled me and I called you back, at least call back and receive the value from 15 minutes of free coaching. With that, I am going to move into one of my favorite terms. I'm going to move into the inspiration for tonight's call. One of my favorite topics is accountability, and that is the topic of tonight's call. Are you accountable? Did you grow up with accountable parents? Were your grandparents accountable? Or did you grow up in commitment-phobic situations? Do you have challenges committing? Are you overwhelmed? Are you a great starter and have challenges finishing? If your word's your law, why do so many people have challenges following through on their word? Well, to be accountable doesn't mean you count, but to be accountable means that you can follow through. You have follow-through skills. Don't speak what you cannot deliver. Now, if I say to someone that I'm going to return your phone call, I promise you I will return your phone call. A big component of accountability is service. If you want to create more income in free enterprise, that's going to come down to how valuable you are, how skilled you are at delivering your service, and how accountable you are. If you have challenges with procrastination and avoidance, it will show up in your lack of accountability. But most importantly, accountability begins with you. Are you accountable to yourself? If you look around at your surroundings and you live in chaos, overwhelm, you're unorganized, well, that's not being really accountable to yourself. And if you say to yourself, I don't know where to begin, this is so big, it's so challenging, it's so difficult. If you have emotional challenges that turn into physical addictions, that can also affect your accountability. Accountability really means your word. Does your word mean anything to you? Now, if your word's your law and words don't return void, then you should be in a position that you're able to follow through. That's another term for accountability, follow-through skills. Accountability will also show up in your ability to commit or your inability to commit, and will specifically show up in your commitment-phobic issues. There is a great book written in the 1990s called He's Scared, She's Scared that really breaks down our abandonment and commitment issues. So a big component of accountability is our abandonment commitment issues. So if you grow up in a household where there's dysfunction, there's addictions, there may be violence, and then there is not a lot of accountability, and you have to be accountable for your brothers, your sisters, your relatives. You have to take on roles that aren't familiar to you. There's a high probability that you will get overwhelmed. One of the biggest situations that affect people from being accountability is their addiction to being over-obligated. Now, if you're on tonight's call and you're shaking your head already, if you're someone who has codependent tendencies, you tend to enable people, you have challenges saying no because you're guilty, or that you are an addicted over-obligator, you'll have challenges being and staying accountable primarily because you take on too much. Also, in your role in life, if you come last, not that you have to come first, but if you don't even show up in your own equation because you consistently come last, it will also affect your accountability. It's also very common for someone to become accountable for someone else, and this will show up in a job, but yet you have challenges in accountability for yourself because of your own deserve and or receive issues. So being accountable, number one, is a skill. It's an absolute skill that any one of you can master. Here are some ways to improve on your accountability. Number one, stop over-obligating. Take a good look at that. Learn to let go of the guilt associated with letting someone know you can't do something that they ask you. Learn to let go of feeling guilty when you say, no, I can't do that to someone. Let go of your feelings of resentment when you over-obligate yourself, because guilt and resentment show up in two areas when it comes to accountability. If you own a business, there's certain situations that you have to be accountable for. Then there's other situations that you don't have to be as accountable for. When it comes down to accountability, you have to understand what you get compensated for if you own a business. But if you start to feel responsible for someone else's success, then you start to take on their accountability. Now, this is a very common commonality. It happens to all of us. It's happened to me. If I bring someone on to my team, if I enroll someone, if they join me, if they're my teammate, it's very common for me to feel guilty about their success, their failure. It's very common for me to feel responsible for their success or their failure. It's very common for me to want to get too involved in their success or their failure, and it's very easy to get overwhelmed. You have to realize what your role is in whatever business that you are in. You're not responsible for other people's success. You're responsible for your own accountability. That means this. If you are an over-promiser and an under-deliverer, there's a high probability that you will disappoint people. You have to also be accountable for what you say. Addicts tend to be pathological liars. They tend to tell people what they think they want to hear. And if that is you, then you would have to learn to live in this term, rigorous honesty. To be accountable, it means to be very clear. It means to let go of denial and have a better understanding of cause-effect, especially why you do what you do. If you don't understand why you do what you do, there's a high probability that you will live in denial and you will continue to do the same situation over and over. So to be accountable, you have to be able to document sometimes what you do and what you do daily. You should have an accountability log. You should be able to monitor some of your actions and or your inactions. So, for instance, on any given day, do you have dedicated blocks of time dedicated to certain tasks in life and or business? And if you don't, then you're going to just end up winging it, and you will not be able to wing it to success in relationships, just like you can't wing it to success in business, and you can't wing it to success on a job. Now, what's very interesting about the American-Canadian populace, most of the American-Canadian populace can be accountable for a job. What happens if you're late? Well, typically you get written up. If you don't show up, you get fired. And if you're not accountable for your actions, then you're not going to get paid what that job is worth. Now, a job will pay you what a job is worth. So if you have an $80,000 to $100,000 a year job, you're going to be taking home somewhere between around $4,000 to $6,000 a month. And most of you have enough liability debt that you will be accountable for that job, because if you lose that job, you will go bankrupt. Now, just that anxiety alone keeps people accountable. But how come that doesn't equate into your own free enterprise business? Because you've been conditioned to behave in a way in the left-right world. The left-right world means the way you read a book. You start from the left. You live in your left brain. You're accountable in your left brain. It's logical. It's understandable. It makes sense. You're able to reason it out. Well, of course I have to show up at 8 o'clock. Of course I have to leave early. Of course I'm going to have to face rush hour traffic. See, most people can be accountable for someone else's dream, a place called a job. You may not like your job, and you may consider it a jail, but many of you are accountable. But the phenomenon really begins when you move into free enterprise, and all of a sudden, the romance and the dream you've had, you've walked out of the jail, the place called a job. You've given your keys back to the warden. You say, I'm no longer going to stay in this prison. You've gone into human resources. You gave them a quarter and said, call someone who cares. I'm out of here. You're in free enterprise where you now can create and attract what the free market will bear. However, when you enter into business from in your home, and your bedroom and your boardroom are already 30 seconds apart, that's your commute, from your bedroom to your boardroom, that means from where you rest to where you produce, and there's only 30 seconds in between, there's a high probability that you will have challenges with your accountability early in your career, primarily because you're now out of jail, you don't have a warden or prison guards looking over you, and all of a sudden you have instant freedom. And that freedom doesn't come with someone telling you what to do. If you own a business, you must become your enterprise, your business's best employee. Now, you might be the employer the president and founder of your own CEO corporation. You're in free enterprise where you can create and or attract what the free market will bear, but you must have exceptional habits for yourself. One of the biggest misnomers that people get lost in the sauce is they think that owning a business gives them freedom. Owning a business doesn't give you freedom. It gives you the opportunity to create your freedom through the leverage, but owning a business requires discipline. That means you must be accountable. You must be accountable for your most valuable commodity, time. Time is of the essence. Time is right now. Time is now a clock. Time is 86,400 seconds. And in the time that you dedicate to your free enterprise business, there's certain roles and certain tasks that you must take on. You must be accountable for that. And accountability means you have to have a balance in your accountability. If you have children, you have to be accountable for your children. If you have a husband, you have to be accountable for his obligations that you make for your husband, your wife, your significant other. If you have civic duties, you have to be accountable. If you have a business, you have to be accountable for the task. But if you're someone who is rebellious or a nonconformist in your own business and you rebel against your own success, or you nonconform against your own success, well, that's not conducive to creating the kind of results required to be free in free enterprise. Your accountability will be enhanced by your system. Do you have a system to keep you accountable? Are you organized or are you unorganized? Are you disciplined or are you undisciplined? And if you're not disciplined and you're not a disciple of your own business, then there's a high probability that you will spend way too much time avoiding perceived pain that is not real. You'll spend a great deal of your time getting ready to get ready. You'll spend a great deal of your time volunteering for other situations that do not compensate you so that your left brain feels like that you're busy. And your accountability is also has to be a direct reflection of results. Now, there's a huge disparity between being busy, being accountable, and being responsible. You can be busy all day long, but you also must be accountable for time, for results, for profit, for obligations, for your teammates. Now, being accountable for your teammates means this. You're not accountable and or responsible for their success or failure, but you're also accountable if you're in a team environment. You're accountable for some of the obligations that are common sense, that are part of the role that you play as a leader and a leader grower. But once again, many people overcomplicate accountability. You want to learn to simplify accountability. So when someone starts a new business with you, or you bring on a new trainee, or you bring on a new employee, well, obviously, there is some form of training involved. But you're not a trainer, you're a leader. And you want to be able to direct people where they can get some of their own content, where they can receive some of their own information. But you must be accountable for whatever role that you decide to take on in this relationship with someone. You should be on a weekly basis, spend some quality time with someone that's relatively new. But that doesn't mean that every single week that you're going to be spending quality time, because the objective is to create independence, not codependence. But you also must be accountable for some of the actions and inactions that you do and don't do. And the more you understand your role, and this comes from repetition and experience, this comes from time in your business, this comes from game skills, this comes from action, and you start to have a system and a routine, how much time you establish. And once you start to establish a routine, then it can become auto-suggestion, automatic, autocratic, auto-suggestion, right here, right now. And once you start to establish some of these guidelines and boundaries, then you won't be giving away your most valuable commodities. So you want to be able to take a look at word, the power of word. Your word is your law, and words do not return void. To be accountable means you also must have a great memory. You must remember and write down some of the situations that you state to people. But if you have a bad memory and you're a people pleaser and you tell people what you think they want to hear, there's a high probability that you will over-obligate yourself. If you're an addicted over-obligator, it's very easy to end up forgetting what you say. If you're unorganized and you don't write situations down, you miss appointments and you end up being late. You end up blaming other people. and then your nonconformity gets you in the very situation that you sought to avoid. You get in trouble. And if you want to let go of getting in trouble, then you have to let go of being undisciplined and unorganized. Being organized is unequivocally a skill, and organization and accountability come together, and they assist you with creating the compounded effect. What I have learned in my career is how not to over-obligate myself. Now, I've had tendencies to do it. I've really cleaned it up in my life. I've tended to set people up so they can disappoint me. So, but you have to realize that that's a common occurrence when you're relatively new in a business. When you're relatively new, it's real easy to take on the role of a mentor, a leader, and other situations that you can tend to over-obligate. But as you get better at the skill and you start to create a team, you have to realize you can't serve everyone. You have to devote your energy where it is deserved, not always where it is needed. And that's not even a black and white situation, because people change, people evolve, people rise to the top. Sometimes people incubate on the light bulb, and certain situations happen in life, and then they are ready. They are ready to change, they're ready to transform. And there are going to be people who regress, and there are going to be people who move forward. And that means that you got to be really ambidextrous in the game, watching what people do. You have to learn to meet people where they are. And you have to be able to have a better understanding of cause and effect, how predictable people are, and then not put too much pressure on yourself. Pressure is an illusion. You're not under any pressure. Pressure is the left brain's way of controlling the control that keeps you out of control. There is no pressure. When you begin to let go of your anxiety about the outcome, and you start to live a lot more emotionally balanced life, then you won't put as much pressure on yourself, and you'll have a better understanding of how to be accountable. To be accountable, you also have to have confrontation skills. Not the typical kind of confrontation skills that you experienced as a child, where you may have gotten confronted on the playground or confronted playing sports, or got confronted by your parents or relatives or people in your circle of influence. You have to be able to confront yourself. You have to be able to confront yourself to make sure that you're accountable, that you are following through. You also have to learn how to confront teammates and confront prospects in a diplomatic forum that's conducive to creating a result. That doesn't mean you throw down on someone, you demean someone, you put them in their place, you get in the ring with them, you beat them up, you control them. All of those kinds of tactics will lead to more conflict. If you have a conflict consciousness, you'll have challenges with accountability because you'll spend a great deal of your time in conflict. You want to spend a great deal of your time in production and relaxation and be accountable for those situations. This is why having a system is very important to the results that you create. Now, for those of you who have ever coached with me, you know that I'm detailed, organized, methodical, and systematic. You do not have to be like me, but I do suggest that you develop some skills in every one of those modalities. You definitely should have a method, a daily method that you operate. That's so you can account for what you do in dedicated blocks of time. You should have clearly defined short-term and clearly defined long-term goals. And you have to be a lot more specific with your goals than most of you are. That means that you, instead of being real vague and say, I really want to travel, I want freedom, I want to be debt-free, you'd have to break down, what does debt-free mean? What does free of debt really mean? What does traveling really mean? What does being able to be free of debt really mean? You'd have to be able to break that down so you can, you, not only can you break it down, so you have a system to accomplish the task at hand. That way you can be accountable for your goals. If you don't have any way to account for your word or any way to account for your goals, then those goals are simply wishes. When you get beyond wishing and become very clearly defined on what it is you deserve, clearly defined on what it is you seek, then the law of magnetism and centrifugal force start to come together, creating the compounded effect where it becomes 2 plus 2 equaling 16. That is the compounded effect i.e. a quantum leap. To experience a quantum leap, you must be accountable. Accountability is what keeps you in the gym 6 or 7 days a week. Accountability is what keeps you outside running 6 or 7 days a week. Accountability is what keeps you prospecting 6 or 7 days a week. Accountability is what keeps you in a place where you have no more cheat days. But if you're not accountable for yourself, it's going to be very easy to relapse. An addict always wants a little more. That's why it's so common for an addict to relapse, because most people don't enter into recovery. If you keep doing the same thing over and over, neurologically, your brain will crave that which is familiar. When you begin to break the ties that bind, when you begin to let go of the neurons that wire and fire together that form a familiar feeling, when you start to become an agent of change, when you have a better understanding of why you attract bad men, bad women, people who violate you, when you continue to attract people that you rescue, take care of, have to give money to, have to prop up, have to keep in business, have to watch their auto ships, how to monitor their means, how to wipe their you-know-what. When that becomes your identity, then you're not really accountable, you're codependent. And when you let go of your codependent tendencies, then you can start to attract other accountable people. If you're accountable, there's a much higher probability that you'll be able to attract other people who are accountable for their own dreams, who are accountable for their own desires, who are accountable for their own actions. But if your self-talk says, I can't find any good people, I can't find any good people in Hoboken, I can't find any good people in Tucumcari, New Mexico, if that becomes your word, that becomes your law. If you continue to attract the low-hanging fruit, the addicted dieters who have medical conditions that seem to find you, the freaks of nature that show up in your inbox, the people who send you the long messages that you get seduced by, and if you are seduced by really wanting to help the planet, I mean, there's merit to it. Helping people is a component of being a good Samaritan. But owning a business doesn't necessarily mean you have to be a good Samaritan. There's great qualities in being a good Samaritan. There's great qualities in assisting people with the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, other charitable and random acts of kindness. That is very important to your philanthropy in situations like this. And philanthropy is unequivocally a great place to be able to be cause-driven. But if you're going to build a frickin' business, cuz or cousins, this means this, that you have to find other accountability seekers, people who actually have dreams, have goals, have purposes, can GID, get it done. People who have goals bigger than their problems. People who want mores in life, more love, more money, more time, more freedom, more experiences, more travel. Those are the types of situations that you require to attract your reality in a law of average conducive to creating a breakthrough, a compounded effect, and or a quantum leap. Now, if you're ITG, if you're in the game, you're ITF, in the flow, then this will begin to show up more frequently. If you're accountable for your words, spots will open up for you in front of restaurants. If you're accountable, you'll end up in first class more frequently as you begin to understand the airline industry. You'll get free rooms based on how many times you use a hotel because of how accountable you are. Accountability requires details. But if you're one of these people, oh, I don't like details. Oh, I don't like that. I don't like to do that because I'm one of them there non-conformist. Oh, I don't like to be disciplined. I don't like discipline. Well, to own a business, you have to have some level of conformity. You have to have some level of discipline. However far you take it, my friends, that is unequivocally up to you. But if you want to be a professional in the big leagues, if you don't want to be in the NFL club, the not for long, no friends left, and those situations, then you have to be able to change how you've been changing. Accountability specifically begins with you. It begins with how you feel. It begins with your words. You can write it down. You can put it on your forehead. You can put it on a whiteboard. You can put it on a mirror. You can put it on a post-it. But you have to be able to be accountable. Accountability is a no state, a K-N-O-W. My word is my law. I don't speak into existence what I cannot deliver. If I say it, I mean it. I follow through. Accountability is a finish skill. Accountability is a close-it skill. It means you're able to close the situation. It means you're able to end the situation. It means you're able to follow through. Follow through skills are accountability. Now, how many of you grew up with parents who overpromised and underdelivered? How many of you grew up in a broken home when you had a parent who said they were going to pick you up on a weekend and they never showed up? How many of you grew up in a situation with parents or relatives that were pathological liars and they would tell you what they thought you wanted to hear? Well, this can affect your ability to be accountable. How many of you grew up in a situation where there was no discipline in your household and you got to just run your own ship and you're still out there being rebellious? How many of you are in that situation right now? How many of you find yourself screwing up over and over? How many of you find yourself procrastinating when you know you should be producing? How many of you find yourself avoiding perceived pain to avoid failing? See, that's not accountability. That is procrastination. And to let go of procrastination means to let go of your story. As you begin to let go of your story, you can create a new story. As a matter of fact, next week's call is going to be about your story, the stories you tell yourself, and then how to create a new story and how to really begin to live in that story. And if you're exhausted, being exhausted, overwhelmed, being overwhelmed, and you've been controlling your control to be out of the control you're controlling, then you're not possibly accountable. Accountability means this. You understand your most valuable commodity. It's spelled T-I-M-E. Time becomes an asset, not a liability. And in the time you devote, you become effective. Instead of burning time, time is valuable. And when time is valuable, time becomes an asset. Until time is valuable, time is a liability. And if you look at today, for example, were you accountable for your word today? Did you follow through on what you said you were going to do? Do you have challenges following through? Do you have good intentions and poor delivery? So here's what many people ask me. How do I change? Well, it's never how do I, it's why don't you? Now, accountability is going to be an effect that has an underlying cause. If you're not accountable, then that would be an effect with an underlying cause. A large percent of the people that are not accountable have commitment issues because committing would contradict your struggle. If you actually committed and were responsible, which is also synonymous with accountability, you would have to follow through on your word. Now, what would that contradict? Well, that would contradict your struggle. That would be the end of an era. That would be the death of the ego. Now, if you are willing, if you are ready, if you are serious, not curious, if you have been a noble struggler, you've been carrying the noble struggler's hit parade flag around with you, or if you have drugged the 10-foot grandfather clock around with you because you're a noble struggler and you're ready to end the era, you're ready to let go of it and create the death of that ego, then you must learn to be accountable. And not accountable in big, stupendous, huge goals. Oh, you want to make big changes. You want to be the number one income earner. You want to be the next Alexis Romano. You want to be the next Jennifer Trinkner. You want to be the next Tara Romano, C.G. Siddons, Susan Sly. You want to be the next superstar online rock star internet marketer. You want to be the next Arthur Tubman. Then you have to learn this. Accountability means discipline. Accountability means what you do daily. Accountability means what you do hourly. Ask yourself, did you exercise today? Where did you state you were going to do something today and not follow through on it? Accountability means you're a finisher. You should be proud of the fact that you're a finisher. You should be proud of the fact that you're a closer. You should be proud of the fact that your word is your law, and you never speak what you cannot deliver. Now, for me, accountability became a reality with sobriety, because with sobriety became a term called rigorous honesty. When I realized that there were no more cheat days, when I realized I could never teach myself how to drink responsibly, when I realized I could no longer have an affair with my seductress vodka, when I realized that vodka and me were not going to be tight anymore, we were not homies, we were not pals, we were not going to go on vacations anymore, when I realized that my drug of choice was really my drug of death, and I started to become accountable. I started to live a whole different lifestyle called one day at a time. You cannot give lip service to an addiction. You have to be accountable to it. If you have codependent tendencies and you don't really read the book, Codependent No More, you've never been to an Al-Anon or CODA meeting, and you're one of these people who go, oh, I don't really have time to get sober. I don't have time to go to a meeting. I don't have time to do that because I'm so busy being broke. And that's unfortunately what many people do. They're so busy studying their self-help. They go to seminars, rallies, conventions, workshops. They go to the five-day event and travel 2 days getting there. There's 7 days. They go to the three-day event and travel 2 days. There's 5 days. That's what a lot of people do. They think they're accountable, burning their most valuable commodity time. I got a hot flash for you. I don't care how many books you read, how many podcasts you listen to, how many seminars you go to, how many coaches you get that coach the coaches. I don't care how much real estate education you have. I don't really care. What I care about is your accountability, and your accountability equals your productivity. Productivity comes from action. Inaction creates dust. Action blazes a trail. But if you continue to stay in the fog, stay in the dust, get ready to get ready, if you continue to over-obligate yourself and underproduce, a large percent of the population are underachievers. Now, it's a very interesting dichotomy. There are many people who will be accountable for a boss, but they get compensated less than their value because they get paid what a job is worth. Now, if you work your ass off for someone else and get undercompensated, then that becomes your identity. And I see people do this. They get into a business and they work their ass off doing the wrong situations. They do all these details. They build websites and lead capture pages. And they get educated. And they learn LinkedIn. And there's Facebook. They learn Twitter. They learn Periscope. They learn all these situations, but they don't freaking get paid. If you're not getting paid, then you're just taking a walk. You're in a waltz. You're in a dream. You're in a state of overwhelm. You're intoxicated emotionally with the process, but you're not getting compensated for your actions. There's either inaction or action, and action is paramount. If you're not learning how to qualify people for your time, if you're not asking questions in a sequence, if you're not skilled at interviewing people, I'm talking about you interview the waitress, you interview the waiter, but if you're someone who talks to people, that's not accountability. That means you're flapping your gums. That means you're moving your mouth. That means your mouth is moving. That means you're not collecting leads. Leads are a way of life. You must be skilled at writing, speaking, articulating your feelings. You must have follow-through skills. But if you're someone who does not follow through, there's a high probability that you have business cards and phone numbers on your desk from the trips you just took, and you have not been accountable to call those people back. The reason being, because they might sign up with you. And if they sign up with you, then you would have to be accountable. Being accountable contradicts your production or your procrastination tendencies. Being accountable represents the death of an ego, the end of an era. Being accountable means you have to be responsible. And if you have responsibility phobia, if you have anxiety about succeeding, and then you fear failing because you don't want to make a mistake, you don't want to get in trouble, you don't want to be judged, you don't want to offend someone, you don't want to appear to be pushy, you're concerned with your friends and family think, you're not sure if you can put yourself out there, you're shy, and all these other stories that you use to talk yourself out of your accountability, then what you are doing is tiptoeing quietly through life. One day you'll arrive at your grave safely, dying the greatest pain, the pain of unresolved anger. The unresolved anger will break down into regret. The pain of regret is one of the slowest deaths you can possibly die. But if you want to move beyond unrealized potential into spontaneous excellence, then you have to get your ass in gear. All of a sudden, if you take a look up and go, oh my God, it is almost September. That's correct. Right around the corner is Labor Day, and that's when people celebrate who have jobs. If you have a business, that doesn't mean it's a day off for you. I mean, you determine what that means. You can go to the Jersey Shore. You can go down to Marina Del Rey. You can go to Carmel. You can do whatever you want to do because you own your own entity. Enterprise. But I'll tell you what happens on Monday evening. People who just experienced a four-day weekend practically have ulcers on Monday night. What does that mean? It means Monday night, unequivocally, is one of the best nights to prospect on Labor Day, because people are going to have a heart attack between 7 and 9 on Tuesday morning, the same way they do on Monday morning. That means that you would capitalize on a great opportunity if you were really an entrepreneur. But if you continue to stay a novice, a rookie, an amateur, then you'll continue to get compensated like one. People have asked me before, Jeff, what do average people make in this business? I always have the same answer, nothing. Average people don't make it. Exceptional people do it. People who practice spontaneous excellence. You do not have to be a superstar to get compensated like one in today's world. You do not have to be a rock star. You have to have consistent daily habits, a daily method that you operate on, a better understanding of cause and effect, of why people do what they do. You have to have the basic understandings of the laws that govern money. You have to let go of your anxieties about what people are going to say, think, do, be. You have to let go of your anxiety about offending people, getting in trouble, making mistakes. You have to let go of your anxiety about failing and realize that your real anxiety about failing is an anxiety about succeeding, because success would contradict your struggle. Success would put you in a position you had to be accountable. And you, if you're rebellious, you wing it, you can't possibly be accountable. If you're an addicted winger, because you don't like conformity, then you're definitely going to have challenges succeeding in your own free enterprise business from the comfort of your home. And if you get ready to get ready, it's going to be the discomfort of your home that keeps you doing the same thing over and over, being unaccountable, hoping and wishing that someday, mythically, magically, Sir Galahad or Queen Guinevere rides in and they become your superstar entrepreneur that you magically, mythically enroll. Now, you unequivocally can get lucky, but luck is when opportunity meets preparation, and when you're good, you're good. When you become good, then you can start to practice greatness. But until you get good, you'll never be able to practice greatness. And when you're great, that's when you can start to practice spontaneous excellence. That comes from repetition and experience. That's what auto-suggestion means. But if you make it about other people, if you have excuses about other people, about your upline, your system, no one's giving you the love, no one's giving you the money, you're in an inside, upside-down leg going sideways, going nowhere, and no one's giving you any love, you haven't got any sales volume, and you have to build both sides of your business, and blah, 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 then you're in a chronic complainer. And if you're a chronic complainer, then I'll tell you right now that your energy is not conducive to attracting someone who is accountable. People who are accountable are the very people that you require in your team. They typically don't whine. They don't get concerned with who's above them, who's sideways of them. And these people typically focus on the solution. They adapt and adjust very quickly. They find ways to overcome obstacles that most people find ways to complain about. If you're a chronic complainer and you're always making it about someone else rather than looking in the mirror, then you will not attract your reality, the prosperity partners that you require to collaborate with to create 6- and 7-figure income results. If that's what you're seeking to become, then there's a whole different level of evolution and growth that you must go through. You must take the chip off your shoulder. You must take your ego off. If you have an ego that's bigger than your bank account, well, it's time to grow up, get real. And if you're someone who manages people, I got a hot flash for you, your teammates don't want to be managed. When you poke your finger at someone and say, you have to do this, they don't have to do dick, because they're not employees. They're not your employees. They're entrepreneurs. They're Mustangs, renegades, and free enterprise. And if you set yourself up to get disappointed because you hold people accountable to your standards, well, not that many people are going to do it. You have to realize that the law of the few means that, the law of the few. Not everyone wants to succeed. Contrary to your popular belief, a lot of people want to consume a product. A lot of people aren't really serious. A lot of people drop off their auto ships. A lot of people won't follow through. And you're going to see people at events that you don't see him the next event. And you have to stop wondering and worrying what happened to him. You have to start understanding cause and effect, why people do what they do. See, that's accountability. But if you keep walking around in a daze going, I don't understand these people. I don't understand why they don't go to the events. I don't understand why they don't show up. Well, the reason you don't understand is because you don't understand. That meaning that you haven't taken enough time to really understand cause and effect, why people do what they do, the law of large numbers. You haven't taken the time to understand that in the people business, not everyone succeeds. And you have to also understand that you're not responsible and or accountable for other people's success. You are accountable for certain situations, and what you say to someone, you follow through with it. If you let someone know that you're going to be available for a three-way, answer the frickin' phone. And if for some reason you can't answer the phone, humbly apologize. Send a text message. Send a carrier pigeon. Send a Facebook message. Send a LinkedIn message. But follow through on your word. And when you make a mistake, instead of making an excuse, own it. Be cool. Be candid. Be real. Be honest. Have integrity. If you're accountable, it means you have integrity. It means that you're no longer a pathological liar. That's what I am. I'm a recovering pathological liar. And I don't have any challenges telling you that because that's what happened to me as an addiction. I couldn't remember fact from fiction. I couldn't remember who I told what to. I told anyone what they wanted to hear so I could get my fix. I used, abused, lied, did whatever I had to do. It took me several years in my own level of guilt to begin to let go and forgive. And forgiveness is a very, very powerful elixir because it begins to let you off the hook. And it doesn't mean that you forget what you did, but it means that you start to forgive yourself for what you did, so you're not holding yourself accountable for your present. You're accountable for what you did in your past, but that doesn't mean you have to hold on to it for the rest of your life. That's the power of forgiveness. And if you live in guilt and shame based on past events, you can't possibly attract your reality type of people who are accountable. You require people who are accountable in your team. Accountability seekers and people who are skilled at accountability represent the law of the few because most people don't follow through on their words. Yet there are plenty of people who do that you can attract to your reality that you can collaborate with. But if you keep telling yourself there aren't any good people out there, well, then you'll continue to attract the same situation over and over, fulfilling a set of feelings that keep you emotionally addicted and keep you attracting the same type of people that keep you disappointed. But as you begin to let go and have a better understanding of letting go and understanding the power of surrender, surrendering is not weak, surrendering is powerful. Because once you begin to surrender, then you can become accountable. You can't be accountable when you live in denial. You can't be accountable when you live in an addiction. You can't be accountable because you can't follow through. You can't remember what you did yesterday. You can't commit to what you're going to do tomorrow because you're so consumed with your consumption by being in your head controlling the control that keeps you out of control. When you move into recovery, then you can be accountable. When you can go to one meeting a day, one day at a time, and all of a sudden you start to get your first chip, your first 30-day chip, your first 90-day chip, well, that same situation applies in business. When you're accountable for what you say, when you can go an entire day without saying the word need, when you can go an entire day without saying the word guess, when you can go an entire day without umming and awing, when you can get real clear in your communication skill, when you can speak into existence reality that you follow through on, when you can ask questions in less than 15 words, when you can answer a question, when you can listen, when you can hear what's meant, not said, then you're becoming accountable. When you can close a sale a day, because that's what you commit to. When you can write down clearly defined short-term goals, and not only set the goals, but get the goals, then you are becoming accountable. When you let go of over-obligating yourself, people-pleasing, enabling, and doing too much for people, then you unequivocally are accountable. When you let go of rescuing people, when you let go of feeling sad and sorry for people, when you feel you have to give your money away because you're guilty, then you're going to start to become accountable. When you start to live in the present, in the moment, in the now, and now keep this in context, random acts of kindness, charitable acts of kindness, that is still a huge component of philanthropy. But you can't turn business into philanthropy. You want to separate philanthropy and business and be a philanthropist in dedicated times. So when you're building a business, you have to be able to build a business. You have to learn how to empower people. Now, this also is not a black and white situation, because you can still give people a hand up, but you got to make sure that you don't consistently give them a hand out. If you continue to give handouts to people, then it creates an expectation that you have to continue to do that, and you have to support that type of identity, then you'll end up resenting the people that you do too much for. Now, when you start to have boundaries, you become accountable. When you start to be accountable for your word, then you're accountable. When you start to attract accountability partners, that means that's someone that you can go over your actions and your inactions. That's someone who assists you to monitor your actions, your goals, your situations, your results. When you begin to live in the solution and let go of the problem, now you're becoming accountable. When you become accountable, you start to part the water. You move out of indecision. You move out of doubt. You move out of anxiety. You let go of anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. You move into awareness, love, joy, bliss. You let go of your tendencies to procrastinate. You become a lot more productive. Are you accountable, number one, for your time? Are you accountable for your words? Are you accountable for your dreams and goals? This is where you start to measure your accountability. So today, for instance, did you dedicate a block of time to doing a specific activity that would move you or your enterprise forward? Were you accountable for spending time with your children if you have them? Do you actually have dedicated blocks of time to different situations in your life? If you do, then you are accountable. And when you're accountable, you want to be accountable without guilt. If guilt is a big component of your identity, then you can't possibly attract to your reality the type of people that fosters healthy relationships. If guilt is how you stay in control of your control, that keeps you out of control, if shame is a underlying factor in your identity, then you'll have challenges attracting people of power. You'll continue to attract people with low vibration, low energy, people who are either addicted or require being enabled. You can't build a community. You can't build a tribe. You can't build a culture in that type of energy. And if you're accountable, you can let go of being perfect. You don't have to be perfect. You want to be effective. Being perfect has merit, but if perfection becomes a liability, if perfection becomes a neurosis, then your perfection is not merited. That kind of perfection will not get you to the LOP, the land of promise. But as you begin to let go and start to be accountable, you will begin to attract to your reality other accountability seekers. You'll be able to tell people who are accountable because of the diction, the tone, the clarity in their voice, their communication style tells you they're accountable. Because the way they communicate, you can tell that they're committed. You can tell that they're decisive. They don't require you. They're self-sufficient. They're self-starters. They're self-reliant. You require two of these type of people a year at least to be able to break through your present situation, your present circumstances. How do you attract people who are accountable? It begins with you. You start to clean up your closet. You start to clean up your life. You start to clean up your desk. You start to clean up your emotional state, and you start to become a lot more accountable. Start with your words. Tonight and tomorrow, monitor your word choices. Watch how many words show up in your vocabulary that are noncommittal, indecisive, and aren't words of accountability. Start to insert the word commit into your vocabulary. And it's saying, so what I need to do, say what I commit to doing. What I'm going to do, what I commit to doing. Start to date some of the dates that you should be dating in the next 2 weeks. I'm going to hire you in 2016, someone said. Well, that's any given 356 days. What day, what month, and can you commit to it? Don't speak into existence reality you can't commit to. Stop overcommitting. Let go of over-obligating. Get real, get honest, and let go of being a pathological liar. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to others. Stop overgiving, over-serving, and over-obligating yourself. If you're an addicted over-obligator, begin in a process of recovery beginning now. Get comfortable with letting people know that you won't be able to do certain situations any longer when they ask you. If they get upset, if they get mad, let them be who they are. Don't take on their feelings. Don't take on their pain. And most importantly, don't get seduced by people who tend to over-obligate yourself. Have you ever had a relative invite themselves to come stay with you and you were too guilty to say that that wouldn't serve you? Well, if that is you, then if you ever spent time with those people and then you felt resentful because you over-obligated yourself and you sucked it up and went through the whole weekend and didn't say a single word, and then you were so pissed off by the end of the weekend you couldn't perform or produce on Monday or Tuesday, then all of a sudden a few days that you lost become a week, sometimes 2 weeks. It can easily be a slump, can be a month, and then you wonder why you're lost in the sauce, because you're an addicted over-obligator. Be accountable for your word, accountable for your actions, accountable for your feelings. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Thank you very much for being on tonight's call. Next Tuesday night, I have another stellar call for you lined up. Looking forward to connecting with you. We're about 1 week and some change away from a great holiday weekend, Labor Day. Definitely go into that weekend accountable, because we're right around the corner from the last quarter of 2015. So this is definitely a year in the next 4 months and change that you FS finish strong. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call is officially recorded. Will be available at noon Eastern, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on the East Coast for podcast and download, 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time in the morning on Wednesday tomorrow. Have a great evening, everyone.